Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Colm O'Mungon here in for Claire now. Still to come on the programme, we're going to bring you the latest on the search in the North Atlantic for the Ocean Gate submersible. When gratuities get gratuitous, navigating the world of tips and customer service charges and picking and packing the perfect picnic, an expert view on what's in and what's out of the basket. Now, we are the most expensive country in Europe for goods, services, alcohol and tobacco, and we're paying above the average for gas and electricity, for public transport and for hospitality. And it's only when it comes to buying clothing and furniture, although you might be surprised to hear that we hit the EU average. That's all according to EU Commission figures and a report on household spending they did. But earlier this week, the Competitions and Consumer Protection Commission told us that while prices are high, inflation here is low. Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management in Technical University Dublin, joins me here now. Damien, shocked, I'm sure, not by those figures that we're paying above the EU average.
Yeah, largely driven, as you said there, by alcohol, tobacco, energy, transport and communication prices. So we're higher than the average in the EU. When it comes to food, and I know you were talking about the food inflation, when it comes to food, you know, we're probably about sixth or seventh in the list at about 113% of the EU average. Now, these figures are based on 2022 figures, so they're kind of 6 months out of date as well. We are a high cost economy. Yes, definitely.
Is there anything that would explain in particular, is the fact that we're an island, is it haulage, is it lack of competition that explains some of this?
Well, we have a very robust economy, you know, with the multinationals, and the wages that we get here are high. To put it into perspective is that we have, even though we're kind of, you know, near the top, is that we have the lowest spend on food and drink, food items and non-alcoholic beverages in Europe. So we're only spending about 8.7% of our income on that compared to the European average, which is significantly higher.
Right. Electricity, gas, public transport, hospitality, more there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all in the high end. That's really an issue that to be dealt with by the government, and you know, to be able to subsidise those people who require help and assistance in those areas.
Right. So Neil Richmond met with the Retail Forum again yesterday. The government has told retailers they want more price reductions. How did the retailers respond?
I can't reveal the confidentiality of the meeting yesterday. But what I can say is that the major retailers spoke, and all the retailers, I have to say, were very much in delivering low prices as much as they could to the consumer in the coming months.
So what's hampering them in terms of their ability to deliver lower prices than the ones that are currently on offer? I mean, we saw...
Well, like negotiations, like if I'm buying a tin of beans, that tin of beans, the ingredients in that, for example, were grown maybe or planted 6 or 8 months ago. The tin that it's in is, that maybe was produced 6 months ago, or the ingredient cost. So there's a lag time there that from the time it's actually the input costs at that time are reflected in the price now. But we can see going forward that there will be new contracts, rolling contracts for 3 to 6 months with suppliers. And retailers have probably been able to say, you know, with some clarity, that input costs have stabilised in the manufacturing and the processing, and that they're better able to forecast what's happening in the future.
Right, but the knock-on cost of people, of big multiples driving down costs, are somebody else has to take the hit as well. We saw in the UK, hauliers, for example, were being paid so low as a result of... The contracts being negotiated with them, that they had trouble getting truck drivers. So there is an effect of retailers looking for lower costs in their supply chain.
Well, absolutely, you know, and you know, we can see that in the CCPC report, they were suggesting that that the likes of Kerrygold, for example, have a margin of 14% compared to the Aldi and Supervalue, who disclosed their results, had a net margin of 2%. So there's a lot of, while the retailers are big, you know, some of the other companies, the processors, the guys in the middle, are making significant margins in that area. But yeah, there is a, you know, the retail over the last 10, 12 years, the retail food inflation has been in decline. It's deflation over the last 10 years. You know, and that's partially driven by efficiencies in supply chain that retailers have been very, very much involved in.
Right. And for a discount retailer like Iceland, that has the just has despite the fact that there were low prices, their business model doesn't seem to have flown in this country.
No, it hasn't. But even though, having said that, they've got 25 to 27 locations here in Ireland. They were unfortunate in that they failed to meet the regulations for the FSAI and have had to take maybe 250 products off the shelves out of about 3,000 products that they sell. You know, and that the company is in financial difficulty.
There was a sit-in there, which is ended as a result of an agreement over redundancies.
Yeah, but they're insolvent. They're unable to pay debts of 36 million, and they've had an interim examiner appointed to the company.
Right.
So it's an unfortunate situation, but it needs to be dealt with by the courts. And they say that it's a viable company, but that depends on what happens with the interim examiner.
Right. It seems kind of counterintuitive that you have, on the one hand, a chain selling cheap goods, although notwithstanding the fact that you mentioned that there is more at play there. But Argos as well, GameStop, places people may have gone in the past for bargains, also closing their doors.
Argos is a unique example. Argos was the catalogue company in the 80s and the 70s and the 90s. With the advent of online, it hasn't been as successful. They have a different business model here than they do in the UK, where in the UK they were bought over in 2016 by Sainsbury's. So a lot of the Argos stores now reside in big Sainsbury's stores. They don't have that luxury here. So they're in high-end, expensive locations in retail parks and in shopping centres, the likes of Jervis Street. And it's just unsustainable, the business model. They never actually established a distribution centre in Ireland. So basically, any of the online orders that you were getting were being fulfilled by trucks coming from the UK, which made a very, very inefficient model.
All right, Damien O'Reilly, thanks very much for joining us this morning. We're back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.